Right now, time for our Tibbetts Talk, and as we wind down fall and get ready for winter, they're already gearing up for the summer at the Tibbetts Opera House Summer Theater 2023. And while we kind of teased it a month or so ago, and we thought we had a schedule all set then, now officially the schedule is set. Locked in granite, they carved it in the rock out in front of the Tibbetts for Summer Theater 2023. Peter Iapel is the artistic director for Summer Theater on the line with us this morning. And again, even to put together a season like this, got a lot of moving parts to get all those titles together and what's available for rights and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, at least one of the titles was something that we couldn't get last year. Greece. We'll get around to that, but it's always a big Tetris game with the rights and the trying to make sure that all of the casts kind of coincide, that there's roles for folks in each of the shows and stuff. So yeah, it's always a big jigsaw puzzle, but we get there eventually.
All
head
right.
Down and keep working and get there. Yeah.
So lay out the puzzle for folks for 2023 then.
Okay, well, first off is Nonsense 2. So Nonsense, those of you that saw Nonsense last summer know that it was kind of the runaway hit of the season. It was just an awesome cast. We got so many compliments, and, there were folks even saying, bring back Nonsense itself, the same show, So, we just happen to be lucky enough that there are sequels to Nonsense, and so we thought we'd try to get the band back together, bring folks what they asked for. So I'm literally been in touch with every single one of the nuns and trying to get them back, and same production team and everything. So if we're lucky, knock wood, we'll get the same cast and everything. But so that's a perfect way to kind of kick off the summer. Anybody that saw it will know, it's a laugh a minute, and so we're super excited about that.
So does the storyline pick up from where it left off in Nonsense, the first one?
It does. Yes, it does. Exactly. Yep. And I don't want to give anything away, but I will say that the structure of the show is exactly the same. The humor is the same. But it does. It picks off right. It's just like seeing a sequel to a movie. It picks up right, like a week or so later from the last Nonsense.
All right. Second show is something a little different for you guys, The Little Mermaid.
It is. Disney's Little Mermaid. I think it's the first Disney we've ever done, certainly while I've been, around. We really wanted to do something for the families. We always do popcorn theater, but Disney itself is releasing a live action film of The Little Mermaid just the month prior, just several weeks before. And we just thought, it's going to be in the air. People are going to be excited about it. And we wanted something that would be, family friendly, that wasn't, on top of the popcorn, So we don't want folks to, confuse it with popcorn theater, because it is a main stage show. The spectacle will be there and everything, it's just something that we've never done, and we wanted to try, and this was the year to do it. So we were super excited. We didn't think we'd get the rights for that one because of the release, we're super excited, and we've got a lot of I'm talking with a lot of the same folks from last year, a lot of the talent that we had, and a lot of them will fit right into those roles. And also for Grease, which is the next show in the season after Little Mermaid, will be, everybody knows it, everybody loves it. The story of Danny and Sandy, and that was one that we weren't able to get last year, and I finally found out it was because it was the 50th anniversary of Grease. So they were barely giving out the rights nationwide last year, but we were lucky enough to get them this year, and it's kind of fitting because, as a lot of folks know, Olivia Newton-John just passed away this year. So little tribute to her and a nod to her. But, you can't go wrong with Grease. It's a good, fun story, lots of energy. And so those same casts will be great in that as well.
Very cool. And wrapping up the season with Lend Me a Tenor.
Yes, lend me a tenor. So our Tibbetts audiences love our farces. We haven't done one in a couple years, and this is one of the best ever written. So we can't go wrong. We got, again, already talking to some of the Tibbetts audience favorites for that one. So if you just put in your brain, you know, who you're used to seeing in the farces, you might see some of those faces as well this year. But it's great fun. Again, a laugh a minute. So the whole season's kind of geared for, you know, fun and laughs and celebration and color. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, finally getting, you know, celebrating getting to the other end of this, you know, horrible, dark time.
Yeah. And the Popcorn Theater titles you mentioned will be coming up. You'll announce those later when you finally nail those down. But season tickets will go on sale next month, December. And they'll be contacting previous season ticket holders, I understand, once that's all put together. But they do have gift certificates now, so if somebody wanted just to buy a gift certificate for the season, they could do that, right?
That's right. That's right. So it's a great holiday gift for your favorite theater goer. And I think single tickets go on sale in the spring sometime, April or something like that, too. So, but yeah, get in early and book those tickets for certainly for, you know, like Mermaid and Grease. Those will sell out quickly.
So. All right. Nonsense 2, yeah. Little Mermaid, Grease, and Lend Me a Tenor, the official four shows of the main stage season for Tibbetts Summer Theater coming up in 2023. Peter, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, man.
Peter Riopelle, he's the Artistic Director for Tibbetts Summer Theater with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk, AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.